Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline, where all eyes are on the infrastructure strategy being put forward by the Democrats under that pressure from Democratic leadership to move forward this week. ABC's political analyst Steve Roberts joining us now on that Vision Home Loans newsline. And Steve, what is the latest in this ongoing negotiation?
Well, there were two bills, but the first one is about $1 trillion, and this is one that has been crafted by a bipartisan coalition of 11 Democrats, 11 Republicans. Very unusual in today's Washington to see anything like that. But if there's ever going to be a bipartisan bill in Washington these days, it's going to be on infrastructure. I mean, you know, the fact is that Republicans drive over bad roads, and Republicans want broadband in rural areas of Colorado. And so there's a common interest there. The real problem is how to pay for it. That's where the philosophical differences start coming in. One of the ideas was, well, let's beef up IRS enforcement. This would not involve changing the tax rates or anything. This would simply say the folks who owe taxes better pay up. But that's run into a problem because, you know, these days, particularly among conservative Republicans, there's this enormous suspiciousness of the government, enormous resentment of the government. So even though a number of Republican senators backed this idea, it met resistance among other Republicans who said, you know, this, we just don't want to give the IRS more power, more money. So they're still looking for ways to pay for this bill. I think in the end they will find a formula. And one of the reasons is Joe Biden very much wants this bill. He campaigned on the idea of, I'm different. I can restore a certain amount of trust and stability in Washington. I can broker deals the way politics used to work. And he wants a signing ceremony down at the White House with Republicans standing behind him. He wants to share the credit. And that's why I think eventually this is going to get done. But they still have a lot of problems to solve, particularly on the pay-for side.
And trying to get a deal done in a bipartisan way certainly is the, I guess the preferred manner than doing it just with a Democratic push only, correct?
Well, it depends on the bill. Yes, that's true on this infrastructure bill, because as I say, there Republicans want this as much as Democrats. Red states need this as much as blue states. So you have a common interest here. When you get into, there's a second bill floating out there that's much bigger. It's $3.5 trillion. It's a very different bill. This includes a lot of liberal, pet liberal ideas, expanding Medicare, for instance, by reducing the eligible age, providing for free community college tuition, expanding child care. These ideas have been on the liberal wish list for a long time. That bill, which is, as I say, more than three times the size of the infrastructure bill, that bill the Democrats figure they can only pass and have to pass only with Democratic votes. That is not a bipartisan effort because no Republicans are going to buy into that liberal wish list. There is a provision in the law that allows passage of that bill evading the filibuster because it's a budgetary bill. But that means Democrats have to keep all 50 of their members in line, and that is not going to be easy. The Democratic Party is a much broader coalition than the Republican Party. It spans from Joe Manchin, who's a conservative Democrat from West Virginia, to Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who's a socialist. And just think about the issue of climate change. How do you craft a bill where you get so many liberals who are committed to spending a lot of money on moving away from fossil fuels and sponsoring more research and more production on renewable energies? You got Joe Manchin, who from a state of West Virginia, its economy depends heavily on preserving coal and preserving fossil fuels. How do you have a bill that gets all 50 senators on board that includes the climate change hawks and the coal industry defenders? That tells you how difficult their task is.
And does that go back to this ongoing debate that's been held, especially in the bipartisan negotiations, over what infrastructure actually is?
To some extent, that's a good question, yes. And that's why when you define infrastructure as bridges and roads, you get bipartisanship. When you define infrastructure as expanded Medicare and child care, human infrastructure, that's where the bipartisanship breaks down, because that's where Republicans say, wait, that's not what we mean by infrastructure. And that's why the bill that focuses on those issues like community college or child care, why it's got to be, it's not going to be bipartisan. It will only be, if it gets done, and that's a big if it gets done, it will be done only with Democratic votes. So there's a big distinction there, depending on what kind of infrastructure you're talking about.
Right. And as certain senators, maybe in some battleground states, head for what may be tough reelection campaigns, that could prove to be either something that boosts them or something that sinks them. So that's something to be watching out for as well. Steve Roberts, ABC News political analyst, thank you for joining us and talking infrastructure with us and exactly what that might entail.
Anytime, sure.